and a lot of them just before they did go. I know my father had two younger brothers. One of them didn't go because of his health, but the other one did. And some cousins, they would come to our house and wasn't expecting anyone, maybe on Saturday night. First thing we knew, there were 50 or 60, 100 people there. And these boys, these two uncles, they just go in and take the beds and everything down out of the room. Of course, Mama would be a fussing. And being Baptist, it was a very strict community. And I recall I had to go with it to church on Saturday afternoon after that for several times because she thought she was going to be churched, be called up. They'd meet, you know, the pastor with the deacons. That was real amusing. Of course, I was a kid, you know, and Papa wouldn't go, but I'd go with Mother and sir, and she'd go and be present in case they were, her name would be called at these church meetings. That was really amusing. Of course, a lot of them apologized, you know, for the action and the way they did. And a lot of them would get mad and bowl at deacons and pastor out, you know. It was very humorous at times, but it got awful heated at times, too.
People got mighty.
Yeah, they would really get mad. But I know my mother was real concerned, and she was real worried, you know, and she was afraid her name was going to be called. Something like that happened, and in other words, these younger brothers of my father's, they just came in and took over very mischievous city way. they'd hold a while, the other one would take the other things out of stack them in the hallway, you know, and have a dance. And actually, she didn't even know they were coming.
Well, at your house, you'd have
them? Yes, at our home. Of course, usually, always on Saturday afternoon, some of the aunts and uncles and their families came, and you always had someone over the weekend visiting, you know. You always had a crowd.
Hey, Jim. Fine,
how are you? So, of course, they kept up, and you very well if we were going to somewhere, one of their brothers or sisters or my grandfather's. Well,
if you had a real vigorous one, you'd call out and folks had a real good time and everything. Breakdown,
yes. They was sometimes chivalries, you know.
Tell me about them. What was that?
Well, chivalries, of course, were usually crowds or groups, you know, would after the marriage, you know, a lot of serenading. And,